Obviously, Tel Aviv once again under fire this morning. How are people feeling over there in Israel?
I think people here are feeling fed up because every so often their lives are put on hold. This is a repeating pattern, as we know, a cycle that goes back to 2005 when Israel left the Gaza Strip. But, you know, 2009, 2012, they're frightened and they're tired of it, and they actually support their government's very tough operation in Gaza because, as they all say, we want this to end. We want our lives to just be able to continue. One of the startling images from yesterday, I think, is a woman, a bride, who found her wedding interrupted, and she goes down to the bomb shelter to complete her wedding vows. So there is that feeling here. Someone said it's as if we're living in a reality TV show called Gaza, which repeats itself. And of course, for people in Gaza, it's the same feeling, only more deadly. There have been reports about the children on both sides, both having bedwetting problems, both having trauma-related issues. So it doesn't seem to end, and it traumatizes everyone on both sides of this line.